Well, as we normally do on a Monday around this time, we are going to be listening to some of the brand new music you're going to hear right across 2SER all this week. Steph Leong, still in the hot seat, still bringing us some incredible good sounds. How are you?
I'm good. And yes, we've got three amazing artists that I'd like to spotlight with you this morning. Starting off with LA beatmaker Lucas McFadden, who people might know a bit better as Cut Chemist.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And if you don't, he used to be a part of a hip-hop collective called Jurassic 5, also did some time with Ozo Matley, and also worked with DJ Shadow, so some pretty impressive credits there. And he has this way of kind of crafting new sounds from old records, and he's done exactly this on his new album Die Cut, using sample based techniques while also incorporating, you know, more traditional songwriting and live instrumentation to create a set of amazing songs pulled from electro, hip-hop, 80s pop punk, a lot of genres there, but
that
he seems
is a
to
huge amount of genres.
Yeah, he seems to mix it together very well. And, you know, big cast of vocalists and instrumentalists as well, including Meryl Garbus of Tune Yards.
Wow.
Yeah, and D. Tony Parks of Mars Volta.
That is, yeah, okay, very yeah. different people to be working with.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so let's take a listen now to one of the tracks off the album. This one's called Home Away From Home and features Laura Darlington on vocals.
At a party filled with thieves,
wow, that is wonderfully produced. That
yeah.
is deep.
Huh? Yeah, I love that. And you know what? We're going to change it up and switch to something a little bit more soulful with
okay.
Numero Group. So they're, of course, a big label group out of the US, but they've also got this imprint called Eccentric Soul.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a series effectively remapping the American soul diaspora. And each compilation that they put out kind of highlights a city, a little known vocalist here back from the 60s and 70s that may have been forgotten. And recently they've highlighted Eula Cooper.
Well, that is a name I definitely am unfamiliar with.
Yeah, so she's from Alabama, but moved to Atlanta at a very young age and recorded her first single at 14 and caught the attention of Atlanta record mogul Jesse Jones, and they put out a set of recordings from her between 1968 and 1972. It's called Let Our Love Grow Higher, and let's take a listen to a track and let it speak for itself. This one's called Try.
Just what you see in me, and I'll be yours.
Look, we do a lot of a look back at forgotten recordings, and nearly every time I'm like, how was that ever lost? How has that not become a classic? How do we not talk about that all the time? What a gorgeous voice.
Yeah, well, you know what? The 60s and 70s was a big time for soul music in America. And
yeah
it's labels like Numero Group and their series Eccentric Soul that, you know, lets us look at artists like these. Yeah.
Very happy to be doing it. All right, take us out with number three.
Yes, so we're going to end with local band Flower Truck. And they've been around for a couple of years now, previously put out two EPs, but last Friday released their very first record through Spunk.
Very cool.
Yes, it's called Mostly Sunny. And you know what? Their sound is in that album title. We're talking vibrant, sun-drenched guitars, warm vocals, nostalgic melodies. And they've definitely taken a page out of the Go-Betweens and more recent bands like their label mates, The Ocean Party, or even Twerps from a couple of years back.
Oh, I remember Twerps.
Yeah, and you know what? There are a lot of bands like this in Melbourne, in inner West Sydney, kind of trying for this type of sound, but I think these guys do it really, really well. So check out their new album from Flower Truck. It's called Mostly Sunny, and let's end on one of their tracks. This one's Kamichi.
All right, Steph, thank you very much, and let's do this again this time next week.
Let's do it.
Thank you.